Good morning. Ketanim Chayodim, Klal Mem Gimel Simen Dalit. Peres Mevushalim Beloy Boser. Can perish from Malim Avozos Siluyim. So they're cooked, not with meat. An example which he gives, they would cook it inside of a roasted goose, but it's eaten separately. It's not really eaten with the meat. Nearly the tzarech levarach, the yaduah they nas and tefel tefelin lebosser, shemalim kelit and tam beperis. Over there, even though it's cooked inside of the goose, so it's the purpose is they don't eat it afterwards with the meat, so it's not a tefel to the meat, but rather, it's the point over here is to give to flavor the fruits, and give the fruits the flavor of the meat. But not that the meat should be flavored by the fruit. So in that situation, arguably, very clearly, he's saying that the fruits are not a tuffle to the basar. And now the question which continues is, okay, now what do you do? So the chayadim, which approached in Simen Gimel, the whole reason why you don't, by apple tzimis or floyman tzimis, you do not make a bracha, is because that the they become tuffle to the basar. So this situation where they are not tuffle to the basar, so the Chayyadim says that they remain like regular fruits, and they require a bracha. But according to the logic which we mentioned that the Mishabur brings from the Sefer Yad Ketana, the Yad Ketana says that the question we hear is not so much an ikra and tuffle issue, is does it become a meal food as opposed to a non-meal food, dessert food. So because they cook it like this, it becomes a meal food. So he says even in the previous simon, in which we gave the example of the cooking the two things together, which the Magen Ram said it's not considered a tuffle, said even not a tuffle, but by virtue of how you cook it, it becomes a meal food and does not need a bracha. So over here also, this type of food would be considered a meal food and not need a bracha. But since it's questionable whether this is true or not, so he says the best eitz is to eat a raw fruit and make a bracha on it, which means to make a bracha on this cooked food, this cooked fruit, which is cooked in such a way by itself, but it absorbs the flavor of the meat, etc. According to the Yad Ketana, you can't make a bracha because if it's a meal food, it's included in the hamotzi and it's a bracha levatala to make that bracha. That would be an isra bracha levatala. So you only eat, so you're going to have is to take something which is definitely not part of the meal, and you're allowed to make a bracha on it, then you're mechuyev to make a bracha on it, and say a bracha of ha'etz. And by doing so, you've now said a bracha of ha'etz, you're covering this food. If it's part of the meal, it's covered in ha'moitzi, and it does not need a bracha. If it's not part of the meal, and we don't look at it as a meal food, because it's fruit, and you weren't conveying the meal solely on the fruit, so in that situation, you said ha'etz on a raw apple or something of that sort, so there's no question that you already said ha'etz, so you've covered your bracha mamonashach. And that's the ha'etz which would apply in this simon and simon dalet as well, according to the way the Mishabura follows the Yad Ketana. So a person in this situation should do that. If that's unavailable, he should eat it with pas, the first and last bite with pas. And that would help establish the fact that this is a meal food versus a non-meal food. And therefore, the bracha, there's no need for a bracha because it's part of the meal. So that would be the eitzah that the Mishabur would follow. In Simen Hay, the Chayyadim is going to talk about a case where you're conveying the suda only on peiros. So till now we're talking about the cases. I'm talking about a case where there are multiple courses, and one of the courses is this peiros food. So then the Chayyadim introduces a case where that's true. It's one of the courses, but it's a tuffel issue. So we're ignoring the tuffel argument and saying the tuffel argument is not compelling. But even so, there is still the argument that's part of the meal because it was eaten as one of the courses. And Simon Hale did with a case where the only course is just the peiros. And so then over there, everybody agrees that this argument is true, that this becomes part of the meal. And we'll talk about the Bez Hashem in Simon Hay, which we'll learn tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.